So this is my next story in the Sullivan Stories series of podcasts that has to do with crap I remember about myself or my family or both from when I was a kid that people asked me to podcast about because they thought my bullshit was funny. Fuck. But this is the next in the series, and the title of this podcast in the Sullivan Stories series is The Barberino. Now, you will immediately maybe recall that there was a show from the 70s called Welcome Back, Cotta. And in Welcome Back, Carter, there was a character played by a young John Travolta called Barberino. And if you're asking, Dan, does that connect somehow? And the answer is yes, it does. So I was raised Catholic, as were my six sisters and one other brother. And there are many things you can say about being raised Catholic, but having easy conversations about human sexuality, not one of them. I'm not saying we had the worst of it. I think I could probably compare notes with the Baptist or whatever and say, oh, well, this and that, another thing. I'm not even sure it's a topic that should be easy to talk about. I mean, kids, I don't know. That's a whole nother topic. But yeah, talking about coming of age and human sexuality, not easy topics, and it does result in a lot of strange behavior. I don't know if I want to tell this story because it is related to the Barberino, but when I must have been 7, my brother must have been 8, and I think it was the summertime. And he and I decided to just strip down and start singing this really messed up song outside the house. And it was about our wiener. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know, I don't, we were not sexually abused or anything. And it was Mount Vernon. It wasn't Hollywood or fucking New York City. But for some strange reason, me and my brother, I think I was 7, he might have been 10, 9 or 10, and yeah, he might have been, I might have been 6, and he might have been 8 or 9. But the point is, it was pretty messed up. So when you're a Catholic kid, you just don't have those conversations. It's not like the movies. It's not like your dad sits down with you and says, son, your body's changing. No. Not if your dad is a Irish Catholic logger from the Pacific Northwest. You don't have those conversations like in some fucking funny ass fucking, I don't know, Cosby show bullshit. That does not happen in reality. It isn't like Eight is Enough or the Brady Bunch. The father is not some kind of sensitive, understanding dude. And if you bring this stuff up, you're much more likely to get yelled at. Like, where did you hear about that? It's like, listen. I'm not telling, I'm not saying. When I was in 5th grade, I think we had our first sexual education at Catholic school. Mrs. Webb, I think. I think we had this book called the Benzinger book, or it was by Benzinger, and it had all the diagrams. And what was really awesome is they showed us this color movie of a woman, a French woman, because she was speaking French, screaming French. Once I finish the story, you'll understand the screaming part. But a color film of a woman giving birth to a baby, all of the color. It was Technicolor. It was the color they use in the scary movies about don't scream and yell on the bus. That level of color. So we saw all the gore and all the stuff, and it was like that's what they showed us. And I gotta tell you, it was fucking horrifying. And I'm pretty certain that the girls in my class were scared. It scared the hell out of them. It must have. I think it scared the hell out of me seeing this French woman giving birth to a baby in full color at Catholic school. When I was in 1st grade, I got in a lot of trouble because we had these little paper books called Jesus books. And in the Jesus books, we were supposed to talk about our connection with Jesus. Now, as I have freely admitted, though I am a Christian today, at that point in my life, I think I was one of the, budding atheists. I think the Catholic Church had driven me crazy, and I was left with nothing, with emptiness. So anyways, David Mallory and myself decided to do little dirty pictures. And we couldn't really draw very well. It was first grade, after all. First grade, year after kindergarten. I think it was 77 or 76, but we drew little stick figures, little circles for vaginas, little cylinders for penises, and Sister Una had a big conversation with us about this. She didn't quite understand the diagrams. Well, I think one or two of the diagrams made her blush. It was like a first grade Kama Sutra, pretty fucked up shit coming out of the minds of two young men in first grade at Immaculate Conception School. That is fucked up when you think about it. In the Jesus book. Oh, Jesus. So yeah, I think I had a lot of bravado when it came to sexuality at a young age because I think I kind of figured out some of it, but I didn't really know all of it, didn't know the whole picture. And that was the situation with all my brothers and sisters. So I think one night, and again, as I told you, some of these stories are so vague and so conceptual that if the details do not fit the exact event in the past, do not judge too harshly. But my guess is some night in 1978, could have been 77, might have been 77, could have been 78. But some night in 77 or 78, the parents are over. They're either over at the Hulberts drinking, because I don't know what they did at the Hulberts back then. And now when I look back, I can't imagine why they wouldn't have been drinking or smoking weed. I don't think they smoked weed, but that's the thing. They didn't smoke weed, so it had to be martinis and shit. So they were drinking at the Hulberts one night, and my eldest sister was responsible for watching us. And we all were brainstorming, you know, what do they do to come up with a baby? Because I think one of my sisters might have been on the way. You know, my youngest sister might have been on the way at the time. We all had theories where the baby came from or was going to come from. So I think my eldest sister proposed the Barbarino theory that they go to conception worked this way. You pick up on a girl, you take her to the restaurant, you sit across the table, something unknown to us happens all crazy under the table. Whammo blammo, you've just conceived a baby. That was our theory, and we called it the Barbarino. And the thing is, Barbarino, you know, John Travolta, come on. You know, Dance Fever, Saturday Night Fever bullshit, Urban Cowboy, you know, he was a sex symbol back then. Again, goes to show you how much drugs people were doing in the 70s, but he was a sex symbol. And John Travolta was a symbol of sexuality. And Barbarino was a character from a TV show we watched. So we called it the Barbarino. And so if somebody was going to go out on a date, it's like, are you going to do the Barbarino? I was like, holy crap. Maybe no one else knew. Perhaps no one else outside the Sullivan clan knew what we were talking about. Perhaps others did learn the secret of the Barbarino. But yeah, essentially it's conceiving of a baby under the table at a restaurant, like an Italian restaurant. And you're not under the table. You're actually sitting there. This is the important part. It's not like you go under the table to have sex. No. We didn't know what that was, really. the sex part. It was more like you sat at the table and something happened underneath the table while you were sitting there drinking wine and talking about Jimmy Carter. Okay? That's what it was. So, you know, and knowing what I know now about sex, it seems impossible at any normally sized table, no matter how much you bend and squirm, that could even happen. However, you know, French bulldogs have children, and that's technically impossible, and they do it because they get help. And so maybe there are restaurants you would go to for good, decent Catholic families that want to be so good and so decent that they don't even have intercourse to have intercourse. They essentially get some help underneath the table for the Barbarino. Fluid transfer occurs as part of a generalized process that they learn from working at a zoo. Yeah, maybe, but that was the Barbarino. And perhaps it never happened. Perhaps no one has ever done a Barbarino, but now I feel like someone should do the Barbarino. We didn't learn this stuff the way we're supposed to, but I'm not sure any kid ever in the history of the world learned about sex the right way. I think that it's probably one of the most uncomfortable things to talk about, and no matter how enlightened you are, you're usually full of shit. You know, if you want to tell the truth about it, it sounds gross to a kid. If you want to, you know, lie about it, it probably sounds worse. And another thing about the Barbarino is it usually involved, for whatever reason, pulling some of the milk out of a woman's breast. I gotta tell you, I bet there's some Jungians and Joseph Campbell mythology experts out there trying to diagram this so that they can prove to themselves that I've uncovered an ancient archetype of some sexuality goddess from East Timor. I don't really know. All I can tell you is we had this weird theory for where babies came from. I think Peggy, our youngest sister, our youngest sibling, was on the way. Mom was pregnant or something. They couldn't lie to us about it. And so we needed a theory as to where she came from. So it was a Barbarino. And it sounds greasy. And that's another benefit, because it's like, what are you going to go do? The Barbarino? It sounds greasy. You going underneath the stands to do the Barbarino? You hanging out with Jim to do the Barbarino? What are you doing? Going out on Saturday night to do the Barbarino? It sounded gross. It sounded sleazy. And we all knew what it meant. And I think our parents probably had no clue. You know, they were happy that they could sneak away to the Halberts and drink martinis. They didn't give a fuck. I can't blame them. I mean, although I can, they're the ones that had 8 kids. So if you're going to have that much chaos, you probably should, you know, drink. Go get drunk. Why not? I'm sorry, but I gotta say, the Halberts thing always seemed a bit mysterious until I started drinking myself. And then it's like, okay, yeah. They were going and drinking. They were going over to the Halberts to get drunk because they had 8 kids. And then they would get drunk, and then they would have sex, and they would end up with another kid. And said, why does this happen to us? Well, I don't know. But maybe if people in the Catholic Church kind of learned their sexuality the right way, it wouldn't happen. Our parents probably did the rhythm method. You know, that's another thing they teach you about as contraception, the rhythm method. You track your period, and you can guarantee there are certain days you won't have a baby if you have sex. And maybe that works. Maybe it works, or maybe you just end up with 8 kids anyways. I don't know. But the Barbarino was our psychosexual theory of men and women procreating. It was messed up. We were Catholic. It was the 70s. We lived, according to the United States of America, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, come on. We still pretended we could hunt Bigfoot in the backyard. That's not something anybody gets to do any longer. We killed all the Bigfoot. They were tasty. But no, listen, it was a different day and age. It was a different world, different day and age, different time. And so the Barbarino was a thing. And so if I said, listen, you're going to go do the nasty Barbarino, you know what I mean when I say that now. And that's the whole story.